Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AV Insider. I'm your host, Johnny Mota. Today, I'm speaking with Tim Bigonis. He's the VP in sales, or VP of sales and marketing, VP of sales and marketing at DTools. But before I have him speak, as always, I like to thank the sponsors. And in this case, today, it's Ingram Micro. If you've been listening to the shows in the past, you know Ingram Micro is the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, you can listen, well, you can find some of my previous guests like Sennheiser and Onkyo and a few others. I don't want to tell you them all because you should probably just head over to ingrammicro.com and find them out yourself. You may be using them. You may find a whole multitude of products that you didn't know existed that fit your business model. But as I mentioned, Tim, VP of Sales and Marketing over at DTools. Tim, how's it going?
Oh, great, man. How are you, Johnny?
Whew, warming up here in California, man. Although I guess it's kind of been warm all year. We didn't really have much of any rain, although it rained a little bit where I am. I don't know about you, but it rained a little yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday we actually got some rain. So I'm here in the East Bay, and yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, I'm just north of you. Yeah, it's nice. It's hot. It's not as hot as it was in or will be in Orlando. Depending on when you hear this, it's probably already passed. I'm not sure. It's been, let's just say it's not cold. today, Tim, I wanted some more information. You guys have SI 2015 and the mobile install aspect, which really intrigued me because a few years back I was thinking of what you guys are doing now with the mobile install aspect, which is something I wish, you know, existed prior, but, you know, you can't advance technology more than it already is going, and someone has got to just take the reins and move forward with it, and it sounds like everyone over at DTools has pretty much done that, and that's where we are with mobile install. So, I'd like to learn more, as much as you can tell me about that. What are you guys doing with SI 2015 and mobile install? You can choose whatever you want to start first, in whatever direction you'd like to go.
Okay. Well, basically, everything flows from our main platform, which is System Integrator. And our latest version is SI 2015. And what we really focused on with this release is really improving the project management side of our solution. So everything that we do in our platform is geared around project, from estimation through the system design through to the project management. And it's all based, if you're familiar with us, it's all based on product information. So how integrators work with our solution is through a data-driven process. And we really call that a data-driven process because everything's done from actual product data. So we have a huge library of manufacturer products. We work with thousands of manufacturers. We have hundreds of thousands of SKUs. And the type of information that we track gives the integrator really what they need to be able to specify a specific product, design the system, and ultimately install the product. So everything from base information such as manufacturer model number, description, MSRP, all the way through to detailed engineering specs so they can design the system. So we'll track dimensions, and then we'll also go to the level of inputs and outputs so that integrators could connect the system within the drawing. Well, the other thing that we track as part of our data is a phase of the project and an estimated time to install, right, for each piece of equipment. Okay. So as companies work with us, what they do is they basically build a project, they set their specifications or they set their locations. And as they're adding products to their bill of materials, we're going to calculate the time it takes to install and an install price. What this allows them to do is get a very fast and accurate proposal. And then that same information can be used to generate drawings in either Visio or AutoCAD. And then that same information can be used to schedule out install tasks and service orders. Now, in the past, the only thing we really could do was schedule out those tasks via Outlook as either an email appointment or a task. And what we've done with this version is give some more options for that. So you could publish it out through Outlook. You could publish it through Google Calendar. You could also publish it through the Hotmail calendar and Outlook.com. But then we've created a web portal called Mobile Install. And what this allows us to do is take that detailed project information, assign it to the technicians, and then technicians will get notified on their phone or on any web-enabled device. They'll get an email. They'll say, oh, here's your task. And then there's specific items within that task. They can take site notes. They can start time. They can take pictures on site through their phone. They can enter serial numbers. They can enter site notes. And all of that information will flow back into the DTools project so you can actually measure the estimated time versus the actual time. All right, so we've really tried to take care of that last mile in terms of installation and project management. And instead of having to manually enter that back in, the integrators or the installers in the field can track their time and automatically bring that back into the project.
Let me stop you there really quick. So is it, and this can be done through, like in the field, like through a mobile app. Let's say I am the project manager. Okay, today, David, Steven, and these guys, these are tasks, you know, through DTools. Here's, yep. And, you know, email that out, like you said, Hotmail. Because for those who don't remember Hotmail, that was a good one years ago that they Microsoft brought back not too long ago, a couple years ago. It's slowly being phased out back to Outlook.com, which you mentioned. but it was a good one. Everyone had one, I'm sure, at one point. And they'll get a notification, a task, if you will, correct? And David and Steven under me, okay, I did this, and they can check that off, and that'll go back into SI 2015, showed up as achieved or finished or whatever phase that they have done. Is that correct?
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, yeah, so basically, think of it this way. They're going to schedule the task. If you publish it to mobile install, then no matter what the email client is, you know, we're going to send an email. The installer is going to get it in their inbox, no matter what they're using. From there, it brings them to just a cloud portal where their tasks are lined up. They can look at their calendar. They have a dashboard. It tells them what tasks they have on tap today, what's overdue, what's completed. And then they can basically track the progress of the task right there from their phone.
Right. Okay, so it's a collaboration tool, but via the site or the web portal that's hosted by DTools, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that sounds great. I was actually just talking about this with my brothers yesterday. I'm like, you know, I've been using, you know, this site in the past. They're a startup from wherever, or I've been using this, and we've been using this, and it's not so great, and it's okay. There really needs to be a better mobile platform for this application because, you know, I don't want to have to log in from my computer back at the office or, you know, have a notepad and then when I get home, retype it in. It would be great if I could just do it from my mobile app and have it hosted somewhere that helps me track the project in real time and not have to do things two or three times, really.
Yeah, and the cool thing is the other thing that they can do is, let's say they're on a service order, you know, they're on a service call, and a lot of times out in the field, the customer would like you to do something else, or maybe add an hour of programming, or, oh, I need a new remote, or there's another piece of equipment. You can add site items, you know, so the technician can say, oh, I need to do an hour of programming, add that to the sales order, and then have the customer actually approve it, sign off on it, and then you can bring that back into the DTools project as well for further management.
That's awesome. So to sign off on that just builds back into the project, correct?
Yeah.
I think the last time I either had you or Adam on, we talked about something like that where you could do like a walkthrough, you know, like based on the packages or pre-built packages that are kits in DTools, you know. In this room, we were looking for a TV, or you need a, you know, the TV is a package of, well, you need this mount and you need this, include X wire, you know, certain brands of speakers, whatever, you know, customized to you and your brands, if you will. But by the time you did your normal job walk, you have, a pretty darn accurate proposal for the client to kind of sign off on based on what they chose and not me, correct?
Yeah, that's our mobile quote iPad app. Okay. So what that is, that's our other piece of the mobile picture, which primarily is focused on doing the quote with the customer in the field. Ah. And they bring that information back into DTools to do a full proposal. So the great thing about that is that you can be very general. So usually everything in DTools is very specific to the SKU. Okay. But if you're doing a walkthrough and the customer says, oh, you know, I want a 60-inch 4K TV, well, you know, I don't know exactly which one I'm going to use yet, but I know that in my DTools catalog, they're about 3,500. I can put the price in or whatever it is. You know, I've got TVs ranging from $1,000 to $5,000, whatever it is. So you can get to the number, you can get to the scope, and you can get to the budget with the customer, have them sign off. And then when you bring that into DTools, all the information, the locations, the customer information comes over, and then really all you do when you go to add that TV to the project, it's going to bring up a filtered part of your DTools catalog with all the TVs in that particular price range, and then you choose the one you wish. So most of the work is done, right? And you can just have your sales guys just go out and do what they do best, which is talk to the customer and figure out what the system's going to be, and then you can bring that back in and do the engineering and the full proposal and everything else. So that same information can start with just a simple walkthrough and then ends up through the project management side once the project's approved, and then you can schedule it out from there.
To learn a little bit more about what Tim is talking about, go back and listen to AV Insider Episode 2, Design and Project Management. Adam Stone, the president of DTools, speaks a bit more into detail, or in depth, if you will, on all of that. So go back to episode 2, and if you're going back that far, you might as well go back to episode 1 and just listen all the way up until now. So check that out. Actually, can we talk a little bit more about the project management side? I really feel that's something I think, you know, that's just one thing amongst the many. I think design is one thing that's, I think, heavily not used in our industry, or there's just a lot of people that aren't providing designs. It's just kind of like, yeah, we can, you know, provide you with X, but there really is no documentation. There is no quote unquote design, if you will, you know, like, no, like it's just a general, yeah, we can give you some stuff and we'll end up with something, but there, in terms of documentation and all that, or anything else, honestly, that it just feels there's a lot of people out there that aren't really starting with some of the basics, and that definitely is one of them. And project management, I feel, they're with mobile install, I think this is definitely a digital tool that is needed for project managers, or maybe even some of the small guys. You know, you still got to track what maybe some of your loss is, or if any. You know, even when you're starting, there's a lot of things you're probably not accounting for. It's good to know what you're actually spending in the field, versus what you had to bid for, right? So am I making money, or am I losing just my job or my ass on the job because, oh, you know, I didn't account for all this other stuff? Or, yeah, the customer wanted to, you know, a new amplifier, some new cables that I didn't account for, and, you know, it's an upgrade. Well, don't forget to charge them. Things
exactly.
Like that. Yeah. And then you can...
Yeah, and it comes down to really organization and time management as well. And all we really do is help companies kind of really put the things in play that they do on a day-to-day basis and just give them a platform to organize it. So when it comes to design, especially on the commercial side, you know, larger jobs, it's a requirement. So there's going to be drawings. There's going to be engineered drawings. We facilitate that, and whether the companies use AutoCAD or whether they use Visio, those are the two, you know, industry standard drawing tools. So our data is what drives that, right? So the drawings become really not much of a stretch if you're already putting together the bill of materials to generate your drawings. You're really just dragging and dropping from the project file. Conversely, if it's starting with the drawings, as you add things to the drawing, you can build your bill of materials. So the information kind of ticks and ties. So when you think about scheduling out the particular, you know, install tasks, it's still utilizing that same bill of materials. So if you have to say, all right, I want you to go out and install all these speakers, well, here's the speakers that are in the job. Each one's scheduled to take a half an hour to install. So if there's, you know, 10 speakers, then there's X amount of time for that. So I'm going to schedule you for that amount of time. So if you took longer than that, then okay. But if you took less time than that, then you at least have, you know, the accurate representation. And then once it's marked as installed, it's marked that way in the project with the date, when it was installed, any site notes, so the project manager can see what's going on, right? So if you've used, let's say you said, oh, it's only going to take a half an hour per speaker, but you get out there and the ceilings are really high, And, you know, you have to take the big ladder and it's going to take 15 minutes long, you know, longer, then, you know, then at least you can account for that. And next time you can either, you know, make a different estimate, or at least, you know, in the job that it took, you know, 15 minutes longer per speaker. And then maybe you need to shave some time somewhere else. So it gives you that information that you need to really track the profitability.
And this specifically is new, correct, to SI 2015?
The mobile install part is, like I said, you could schedule install tasks before, but it was basically just a one-way push. And if you wanted to put information back into the system, you had to manually enter it. So yes, you could do it. But mobile install really just facilitates the guys out in the field not having to fill anything out, entering their time, starting a timer. They could actually get on site, start a timer, and then just do their job. And then as they're leaving, they'll say, oh, I got to stop the timer. And then they know how long they worked, right? They mark the items as complete, update that, and then the project manager updates the project from DTools, and then they have their accurate time.
So this way...
So if it's really complicated, no one's going to use it, right? So if you have to do all sorts of clicks and buttons and all that stuff, no one's going to use it. What you need to do is give people tools that are intuitive and easy to use without a lot of overhead. There's plenty of, you know, really detailed and powerful tools that we have on the desktop. And what we really tried to do with both of our mobile applications is make them really simple and easy to use, because that's what an app is like. You know, out in the field, you're not going to, you know, it needs to be click, start the timer, click, mark this as installed, take a picture, associate it, and then click send, and you're done. You know, you're not going to do a bunch of work. If you make it too complicated,
right,
nobody uses
it. We're not going to have someone set up their laptop and here you go, and go back to the speaker, install, hang a TV, come back and do this. I mean, maybe, but... Everyone has been carrying the digital computer in their pocket for many, well, not digital computer, a very mobile computer in their pocket for many years now. So it only makes sense that all our tools, communication or otherwise, be right there in your pocket because it's already in your hand anyway.
Yeah, and you could really just select all the items, mark them all as installed at once instead of, you know, clicking things off one at a time. So there's lots of ways to see.
Yeah. Now, so are both these apps iOS specific? Is that correct?
No. Mobile install is just browser based. So any web enabled device, because it's basically a portal, right? And so. So any device. Mobile quote is iOS specific.
Even BlackBerry? No, I'm just kidding. the mobile quote, iOS, but it's iPad app, correct? Not like meant for a mobile phone?
Yeah, that's right now. Yeah, it's just on the iPad, because you're not going to go out and do a big, you know, scope on your phone. Maybe now the iPad, the iPhone 6 Plus could kind of work, but it's an iPad.
I get you. Now, can we expect any? I mean, I'm asking for me because everyone knows that I'm Google ride or die for life. But can I ever expect a mobile quote Android app specific for, you know, a tablet?
Possibly. It's not on our roadmap right now. If anything, we would look at maybe just a browser base that could work on any device, much like mobile install.
Yeah.
Right. We chose mobile install.
Yeah,
just browser based. So it's all going
to
be
to the cloud.
So. Yay. Well, I mean, we've been there for years, right? So our data library has existed in the cloud for years and years and years. And so really, you know, this is just kind of building on that architecture.
Yeah, that makes sense, right? Then you're not specific to any app, and that does make sense. It's just, you know, a web portal, there you go, done, click, over. And it makes it easy. When was this mobile, lost the word already. The mobile install release. When did we see this? When did this hit the market?
Well, I think we launched it right after ISE, so in February, at the end of February.
And do you have any, like, success stories coming for something like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so far, the feedback from our customers has been overwhelmingly positive.
No hate mail, death threats, nothing like that.
No. It's actually really good, you know. So, and our guys are pretty vocal. And you know, you always hear first and foremost
right.
when stuff doesn't work. I mean, you hear that loud and clear, you know, oh my God, this doesn't work. Why did you do that? And usually when something works really well, you may get a few people saying, yeah, this is great, but this has been, you know, overwhelmingly positive. You know, people emailing us and calling and saying, oh my God, this is awesome. You know, keep it up. And so we know we're on
that's
the right
great.
Track there.
That's all you can ever ask for. I completely agree with you. I was speaking with some of my family members who work at other companies, and we always talk about inner jobs and, you know, oh, you know, some random integration thing. They're like, why would you ever do that? I'm like, because we can, you know, it's integration or just like the weirdest stuff. And then, you know, talking about, you always hear the negative stuff, whether it's marketing or whatever, people are going to voice the most negative stuff ever. It's rare that you get praise. Doesn't matter if it's from a colleague, a peer, or you know, in marketing, you know, a user, you're always going to hear the negative stuff loud and clear. And it's rare that you get just like positive coming back. And when you do, you know, you definitely know you're doing something right.
Yeah, I used to work in television, and my first job, you know, out of school was at TV20 San Francisco, and I used to run master control, right? And my job was to, you know, keep everything on the air. And it's really a thankless job, because if there's movie pictures on the air, it's just what you're supposed yes. to do, right? But if something goes wrong and the satellite goes down, or, you know, a machine didn't fire or whatever, then phones light up and nobody even noticed my job until
right.
something went wrong. So it's just kind of human nature, you know? So, you know, people, but you know, we've got very passionate users. We've been doing this a long time, and we've had customers that have been with us since, you know, version one. And really they've really helped us shape what we do. They let us know when things, you know, are not working, that's for sure. But they're equally, you know, passionate and are willing to you know, let everybody know when things are going well. And that's been something for us that we've tried to really make sure that the things that we add to the software both meet the needs of our existing and longtime customers, but also, you know, ensure that we can grow into, you know, new markets and new customers as they come. So that's sometimes it's a delicate balance, but we've got a great user base.
Before we get into the next segment, if you will, I'd like to thank Ingram Micro again. They are my savior for keeping the lights on over here in this Northern California cloud, which is very warm currently. Ingram Micro, they are the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. Head over to ingrammicro.com. Let them know Johnny Mota sent you. They might give you a discount. If they don't, well, sorry. But, you know, at least tell them I said hi. ingrammicro.com. Check them out. As I mentioned, I've had previous guests who have distribution through them. So I could say their names, or you could head over to Ingram Micro, and you would know who they are, or maybe you've been listening to the show. I also said it earlier in this show, so if you've been listening, you'll know who I was talking about. Tim, what else can you tell me about the benefits of using this mobile install tool, which I feel is very strongly is needed on anyone who has it, even if it's like a two-man team, honestly. I feel, even if it's a one-man team. Even if you're a small company, I strongly feel that a tool of this magnitude is definitely going to help your company grow and be successful and more efficient.
Well, I think, you know, really what it comes down to is how do people like to work? And one thing about our platform is you can be as detail oriented as you wish, use, you know, a lot of the features that we offer, or if you're just kind of more of a big picture person, you know, then great. At least you can, you know, have some organization. But I think really the benefits to this just come to, you know, especially for some of our smaller customers or smaller companies that use us that are all over the place, or guys have to, you know, they're the guy that sell the job, design it, and deliver it themselves. It's a great way to just make sure that you're organized, mm-hmm. right? So before you leave the office, either the night before or that morning, you can say, all right, these are the three things I'm going to try and accomplish today. Just go ahead and send it. You'll get it on the phone. You're out in the field, just pull that up. You've got your tasks. These are all the things. And again, you can just check them off. So instead of using something, you know, Evernote or whatever it is you're using, that's great. The real advantage is if you are a DTools user, that you have all that information in the project already. So this just is kind of like the next step to just, you know, schedule things out and make sure everybody's on the same page. The benefits there just, it's really about keeping things in the same bucket, right? So you don't have three different applications where you're trying to track information, because what generally tends to happen is it got updated over here in this pile, but it didn't make it back either to the design or to the project, or something changed. And that's one of the things that we do really well. So even if you've got things that change within a project and you're doing revisions, well, you can track those changes, right? You can run compares and say, well, this is how we sold it. These three changes occurred, so here's where we're at, and then here's the as built. Well, the same applies in the fields. If you're using some other application, you may have marked something off the list, but it never made it back in. And the real beauty to this is that, again, it keeps everything together, so everyone's on the same page. I mean, that's really the beauty of what we do in the first place, and this just really just carries it through to the install.
Agreed. And that's the show, everyone. Thanks for taking the time to listen. See you later. Bye.
Yeah. If you buy into the workflow, right? If you buy into the fact that you've got this database of products that you sell and install, that you're tracking your time, you're tracking your labor, you've got accessories, all that information is there. So that can drive your entire process without a lot of extra work. You're doing this stuff anyway. If you're using Excel to do your proposals, you're entering stuff in manually. If you're using Visio or AutoCAD to do designs, that's great. But again, if you're not tying it to data, you're doing it manually. And then if you're scheduling install or service orders, in another application, you're doing all the right stuff. It's just not tied together. The beauty of what we offer is that it brings it into a singular process and then eliminates double data entry, right, across Correct. Different applications. So, yeah, it's all about, you know, trying to make the most of your time. Your time is expensive. Everybody's busy. There's a million things that need to get done. So I can generate a pick list report and make sure all this stuff is on the truck before I leave. I can generate a checklist for my guys based on that same bill of materials and say, all right, here's what's going in each room. And there you go. Check it off.
Now, let's talk a little bit about DTools business models. Okay. So if we're interested, like I myself have DTools, but I have an older version. But let's say someone out there who doesn't have DTools, they're doing everything manually. They use AutoCAD, they use Visio, maybe they use both, right? They're able to make a design, maybe they use Excel to, you know, this is how I create my bid, you know, I have little cells and all this stuff and price according to whatever. But I don't really have a way to track, you know, real-time costs or, you know, I got to type this all up, I got to, you know, here's a design. But they're all separate. They're not integrated with each other. You know, they're doing it multiple ways. They're interested about a tool, DTools, and say in this case, that can utilize all these other tools that they have or are doing elsewhere. What's the best way for them to start? Okay, I'm interested in DTools. Where do I begin? How do I, you know, what does it cost? I guess, or well, what are we get involved in that?
Well, there's two different questions there. There's what does it cost? How Correct. Do I get started? Right. So we have a 30-day trial that you can download from our website, www.dtools.com, right? It is a full version of the software. So you can do full-blown projects. You can do your quotes. You can download a trial copy of Visio if you don't have Visio, and then do drawings, and you can schedule out the jobs.
And it's free.
Free for 30 days. Try the workflow. See if it works for you. I've had many customers download the trial, put together a proposal, present it to the customer, and basically they say, oh my God, I sold it, and now I'm ready to buy the software. I've countless stories where they've just worked with the trial. Maybe they've watched our videos. Maybe they've done a personal web training session with one of our salespeople to do a demo. And then I've had people the next day say, I put this proposal and I presented it to the customer, and if I hear back, I'm going to buy the software. Then the next day they call me and I sold the job.
That's how I got it.
So it's really easy to get started. We got tons of videos. We do GoToMeeting, demonstrations, live demonstrations. We've got really, really good tools to help dealers get started. They can go and check out our implementation guides, and if they spent about an hour with the software, they could be working. And as far as costs, we start at about $9.99 for a license for our estimates only version, and then our full version goes for about $3,000 for the server and the first client, and then additional licenses are about $1,400, and then we often have some specials and show specials and things like that. So it's pretty cost effective if you look at the amount of projects people do and they look at the amount of time that it takes for them to do what they do. Most of our dealers can get a tangible return on investment within about the first or second project.
Fully agree with that statement. Now, after, let's say, the first year, or let's say in 2 years, okay, I've been using the last version, and let's say there's a new version, I don't know, in 2 years from now, right? And I want to make sure I get all the updates. I want to make sure, if there's a new mobile app, there's a new version, I don't know, maybe there's some cool 3D effects or whatever it is from this point forward. I don't know yet because we're not there and I'm not a mind reader. That's not one of my jobs yet, but I'm working on it. What's an upgrade cost? Is it free with certain payment plans, or how does that work?
Well, there's two ways that you can work with us. You buy the software once. If you don't want to pay anything for services, if you don't want to do data, if you just want to buy the upgrade or buy the software, you can purchase it outright. But we also have what we call our software assurance plan, and that is a monthly or an annual plan. And what that gives our dealers is access to gold support, data subscriptions, so they get access to all the data in our library, all of our mobile features, and then all upgrades. So like you say, we come out with a new version every 12 to 18 months. If they're on that software assurance plan, they never have to buy an upgrade. That's either a monthly plan or an annual plan. Okay. Monthly, it's $99 a month for the first user, and additional users are at $50 a month. If they don't want to do any, and if they do it annually, we take a discount off the monthly if they want to pay us once a year. If they don't want to do that and they just want to purchase an upgrade, it's usually about 45% of list costs per seat for the upgrade. So there's a couple of ways to deal with the upgrades.
That sounds fair. And as you mentioned, roughly every 12 to 18 months, there is usually a new version of DTools. Now,
that's
now
correct.
Let's say I'm doing the yearly the yearly payment, right? So software assurance that I get, the gold level, remind me what that was again, gold level what? Gold support.
So gold support. So our team will answer your questions. There's phone support. There's twice weekly gold support training webinars. Our team's really good, and so you get full support, and that's not just technical support. That's, how do I questions and things like that. So, we want our customers to be successful. So you get the gold support, and then you get data subscription. So you get access to, thousands of manufacturers, hundreds of thousands of SKUs, download this data. Whenever there's new products and they're updated, you get access to that. It also gives you access to our mobile install features. So if you're on software assurance, you get a seat of mobile install for every seat of the software that you have. And then it covers you for the upgrades. So, we've been on pretty good track record the last 4 years that there's been a new version or upgrade, each year. And we're continuing on that track. So software assurance is actually a really good deal.
What was the last one, the beginning of this year?
Beginning of this year, SI 2015, and we're on track for our upgrade for SI 2016, beginning of right in January.
Either CES or getting close to ISE, one of those two.
Usually it's right, it's between those two. We don't really do CES anymore. It's big, and for us it's not really dealer focused. It's just so big, so we tend not to do CES anymore. So we usually, you know, we'll launch it at ISE.
But that's where all the cool gadgets are and OLED, everything that you probably don't need.
Well, yeah, for us it's a little we used to do that show, but it just got
Vegas
too crazy.
Vegas is generally crazy. So. And that show is nothing short of crazy. First time I was there, I found some pretty cool brands that I now sell, but there was also a lot of other things. I'm like,
there you go.
Why am I here again? It's definitely not dealer focused. Yeah. It's a general of consumer electronics show. So I mean,
that's it.
I get that. So let's talk a little bit. Where can other shows? Infocom is one. CEDIA, I imagine. ISE, you mentioned.
Yep.
Are there a few other ones out there that I haven't mentioned or that are big with you guys?
So we do a couple of security shows a year. So we do ESX, which is coming up in June. We just did ISC West in April. And then we do like the CI, the Commercial Integrator, and CE Pro Summits, which are kind of smaller shows, but those are good for us and great for us to see our customers and our dealer partners. So we try and get to as many relevant shows as we can throughout the year.
What's the last one you mentioned? Not the CE Pro Summit, but there was another one. CI Expo, is that you said?
The Commercial Integrator Summit. It's basically for Commercial Integrator magazine, and it's co-located with CE Pro 100.
I got
CE
you.
Pro
I thought 100. You said the there's one here in the Bay, the CI Summit. It happens like right after CEDIA generally.
Yeah, that's I think CI Expo. I think that's a
smaller show. Big.
Yeah. A regional show.
And no, you do not attend that one. Is that correct?
No, because that's primarily for manufacturers reps, and we don't really go to market through reps. So we kind of go direct. So we go direct
very
to dealer.
Cool. And as you mentioned, someone who wants us before they feel like taking the free, which I don't know why you wouldn't want to take the free, but the free 30-day trial, and then maybe they want to get a little hands-on learning. Maybe that's what it is. They want to get a little hands-on learning with one of the sales reps or something like that, or a quick walkthrough, or maybe whatever, a nice demo from someone over who is at Detools who's knowledgeable on the entire product offering. Where can they get that?
Well, just go to the website, and right on the homepage, you can request a live demo, you can request a quote, you can get a 30-day trial, or you can click and watch the videos that we have, and we've got some great overview videos if you don't want to have a one-on-one and you just want to check it out on your own. We've got a ton of videos that will kind of walk you through all aspects of the solution.
Is there anything else that we should mention, maybe mobile install wise, or anything else that we've left out?
No, I would basically, go to the website and check out the videos, because that you can get a deep dive and a pretty clear understanding of what we offer in terms of quoting and the design and the project management, and we try and make it as clear and easy, and we're pretty easy to work with. So go to the website and get tons of information, and then give us a call. We'd love to work with you.
The website mentioned is d-tools.com, where all this stuff can be found. There's great videos, there's great tutorials, great walkthroughs, 30-day free trial. Free. Say it with me now. Free. If any interest in this at all, do the 30-day free trial. Even if it's one day, you put one project together, I guarantee you that you will be quicker at doing your job and bidding, more successful, and I know that it's probably going to be better than whatever you're using right now. You know, whether that's an Excel spreadsheet, a Word document, all the things that I've done in the past, it's going to be far more professional looking than the next guy doing that Word document or whatever it is.
Well, and the other thing I wanted to mention, if you're just if you have Visio, you already have Visio, and you're doing some simple designs, we have a free application called Free Tools, which you can download right from our website. And what that is It doesn't tie together, you know, proposals or anything, but it gives you some great library of plan view shapes. So you can basically lay out floor plans and lay on these universally recognized symbols, many of them based on, we did the J standard symbols that were created by Infocom and Cedia. We've got the Security Industry Association symbols, and that gives you a great introduction to the power of visual design. And that's just a free application. And as long as you have Visio, those stencils are available for free. So check
that
out as well.
More free stuff that's definitely worth your time. You know, get off of Netflix right now. That's what I'm doing, right? Get off of Netflix. Go check that out. Free is good for you, especially if you are going to gain from it. You will increase your productivity, produce better, quicker quotes. You're able to do walkthroughs and give prices based on the packages that you've produced from this tool. The mobile install tool, that is brilliant. To be able to track in real time what you're doing and maybe find out that you are actually taking a lot longer than you bid, that information is priceless. You need to know that stuff. You need to know, or maybe you're doing it faster. You gained a little more money. Good on you. But you need to know that information. That data is important. Tim, if we've missed anything, let me know. But I feel like that's a really good overview of what you guys are doing to date and what is new for all the DTools users and potential DTool users out there.
Well, thanks. And yeah, I think it covers everything. And I appreciate you having me on again.
Yeah, and it's I will be seeing you here at the show. You guys, if you're social people like myself, or maybe you're antisocial and you just prefer the internet not to see people, check out DTools. First thing you should do is head over to d-tools.com. That's the website. That's where all this information can be found. Request a quote, check out the free 30-day trial. You can get a tutorial from them live. They have customer support. All their people are great. I know most of them. They're all good people, including Tim. He's a great guy. And as I mentioned, if you want to check out their social sites, if you go to facebook.com/ what looks like Beat Tool, looks new to me.
Be a tool.
Is that Tim's thing? Adam's thing?
That's an Adam thing.
That's where
thing.
It used to be DTools. Be a tool. All right. Be a tool. That is the DTools software page on Facebook. Facebook.com/be a tool. Now, if you are more of a 140 characters per statement person, you like Twitter, go over to Twitter and it's at DTools. It's just at DTools. If you're more of a Google person like myself, but it's there. It's plus.google.com, and I believe it's DTools. No, it's much longer than that. I'm sorry. It's a long string, but they are on Google Plus.
Plus
I'm there. You know, I just say random things. Don't follow me. I'm lost. But if you want to follow me on Twitter and not in a weird way, it's at jmoto3. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on Google Plus, as I just previously mentioned. I'm on LinkedIn because I, you know, have a cell phone holster and I want to be professional. Whatever. I don't actually have a cell phone holster, but it sounded cool. Tim, if someone wants to reach out to you, what's the best way?
Tim B@d-tools.com.
There you go.
Send me an email.
And everyone, that's been AV Insider. This has been DTools. This is life telling you that you need to step your game up at work. Go to the website, d-tools.com. Request a quote. Maybe just start with the 30-day free trial. But whatever you do, make sure you take advantage of this free information that's given to you. My name is Johnny Mota. This is AV Insider. If you want to reach out to me, you want to be on the show, it's Johnny Mota. JOHNNYMOTA, the number 3 at gmail.com. Email me. That's my personal email. No spam. But, let's talk. Let's chat. I will see you guys on the air or to the cloud.